You know why? You know why? Because if they don't, they're dead duck. They come around and they tell you how much you must give. And if you don't, oh, you're anti-Semitic. Then none of their friends will have anything to do with them, and they start a smear campaign, and you've got to give. In New York City, in the Garment Center, there are 12 manufacturers in the building, and when the drive is on to sell Israel bombs, the United Jewish drive, they put a big scoreboard with the names of the firms, and opposite them, as you make the amount they put you down for, they put a gold star. And the buyers are told, when you come into that building to call on someone, and they haven't got a gold star, go up and tell them you won't buy from them until they have a gold star. Black. I don't know what else you can call it. Then what do they do? Then what do? They tell you it's for humanitarian purposes, and they sent maybe $8 billion to Israel, tax exempt, tax deductible. So if they hadn't sent that $8 billion to Israel, $7 billion of it would have gone into the United States Treasury as income tax. So what happened? That $7 billion deficit, that air pocket, the dumb Christians have to make up. They put a bigger tax on gas or bread or corporation tax. Somebody has to pay the housekeeping expenses to the government. So why do you let these people send their money over there to buy guns, to drive people out of their ancient homeland, and you say, oh well, the poor Jews, they have no place to go, and they're persecuted all their life. They've never been persecuted for religion. And I wish I had 2 rows of rabbis here to challenge them. Never once in all history have they been persecuted for their religion. Do you know why the Jews were driven out of England? You know, they were. And they did the first, 1285, and they never came back until the Cromwell Revolution, which was financed by the Rothschilds. For 400 years, there wasn't a Jew. But you know why they were driven out of? Because in the Christian faith and the Muslim faith, it's the sin to charge rent for the use of money. In other words, what we call interest. It's a sin. So the Jews had a monopoly in England. And they charged so much interest, and when the lords and dukes couldn't pay, they foreclosed. And they were creating so much trouble that the King of England finally made himself their partner, because when they came to foreclose, some of these dukes bumped off the money lenders. So the king finally said, and this is all in history, look up Hyamson or Law, the History of the Jews in England, two books you can find in your library, that when the king found out what the trouble was all about, he found out how much money they were making, he declared himself a 50% partner of the money lenders. Edward I. And for many years, 1/3 of the revenue of the British Treasury came from the 50% interest in money lending by the Jews. But it got worse and worse, so much worse, that they kept up this idea of bumping off the money lenders, and then the King of England said, well, I declare myself the heir of all the money lenders. If they're bumped off, you've got to pay me, I'm his sole heir. So that made so much trouble because the king had to go out and collect it with an army that he told the Jews, get the hell out of here. And he gave every Jew, there were 15,000 of them, they had to get out, and they went across to Ireland. And that's how Ireland got into the United Kingdom. When King Edward found out what they were doing, he said, well, if anybody takes that nice island over there, I'm going to take it for myself. And he sent Robert Southgard with a mercenary army and conquered Ireland. So, show me one time, there is no case in all history that I know about where a Jew was persecuted in any country because he went home and put on those things that Holocaust drill him and said, smile, you throw ale, instead of going into a church and saying, our Father in heaven. Not one. It's always their impact on the political, social, or economic customs and traditions of the community in which they settle. Now somebody back there wants to.